Yud Gimel Shvat, Monday the 6th of February, Rabbi Menachem Lieberman, Tosfos Shabbos.
The mitzvahs are saying in our prayer of Tosfos Shabbos to add on what is already the Zman of Shabbos from night. And then the Shabbos starts. There's a mitzvah same in our Torah to add on to the existing Shabbos. The Gemara learns in Rosh Hashanah, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tesa Med Aleph. There's also Gemara in Yuma, Daf Hey Aleph Med Beis. The Gemara learns it out, is actually learnt out from Yom HaKippurim, from Tosfos Yom Kippur. It says by Yom Kippur, Ve'inisem es nafshe seichem, v'tisha lachodesh bo'erev. You should fast bo'erev. So the Gemara asks, should you fast betes? Tishlechesh be'erev, it says, it can't be, because it says be'erev. If it says be'erev, I would think only when it's night already. So it says betisha, we've got contradiction. It says betisha, and then it says be'erev. So the Gemara dashes with that. Ketzad maschel u'mesanem miboid yoyim, kedei lehoisif mechoyr al kodesh. It's a mitzvah to fast a bit more to be, from when it's still the ninth of Tishri to add on to Kedushas Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara says, "Ein li'ela b'knisosoy." I would only know that's when in the beginning of Yom Kippur. B'itziosoy minayin. How do I know at the end of Yom Kippur? Talmud lema me'erev ad erev. So twice me'erev ad erev from the morning till the evening. So there's an extra erev. There's a motzoy Yom Kippurim as well. Carries on the Braisa, Ein li elo yom kippurim, shabosos minayin. How do I know that on every single Shabbos there's also an addition to the actual Shabbos? Talmud lema tishbesu, it's a lashon Shabbos, tishbesu, you should rest. On Shabbos we also have to add on. Ein li elo shabosos yom tevim minayin, Talmud lema shabbatchem. Shabbatchem, that's an next, it could have just said, tishbesu shabbatchem, one is for Shabbos and one is for Yom Tov. Okay, so I'll finish off the Braisa, Kol Mokem Sheinem HaShavus, whenever there is a resting, Meisifin Mechoyl HaKodesh, there's a mitzvah to add on Mechoyl HaKodesh. The Rosh and most Rishonim Pasgan, that Tosfos Shabbos is a Chiv Deraisa, from this Gemara. The Rambam doesn't bring this Halach of Tosfos Shabbos, and says the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam holds like a different, doesn't hold like this Gemara, it passes that there's another drosha, and according to the Rambam, the whole din of Tosfos Yom Kippur is only regarding the eating. But Legabe Melocha, there's no din of Tosfos Shabbos, and within Tosfos Yom Kippur as well. For the Beis Yosef, it's mashma that according to the Rambam, there's not even a mitzvah midrabonon of Tosfos Shabbos, but the Magid Mishnah, the Gro, and Bialocha, they all hold that even according to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah deraisa of Tosfos Shabbos, but nevertheless, there still is a mitzvah midrabonon of Tosfos Shabbos. And now, there's a very, very important machlekes rishonim. This Tosfos Shabbos, start off with the beginning of Shabbos, is that something which is chal automatically? That if you make before Shabbos a certain time, the Isurim of Shabbos apply, not only from when Shkir is, which we call Shkir is a Sophic night, just the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos means a man has to refrain from malachas even a certain amount of time beforehand. Or is there, it doesn't come automatically. A man has to be mekabel on himself, Kedusha Shabbos, Tosfos Shabbos, before the Zman Shabbos, to put on himself, become himself, the extra part of Tosfos Shabbos. So there's actually a raya, because there's a Mishnah in Shabbos, we say to in Bamei Madlikin, that Sofik Chasheicha, Sofik Eina Chasheicha, you can't aim asr nesavadai, v'matpil nesakelim, v'madlikin nesaneiros. But certain kulis you can do, certain shivusim we allow you. We allow you ma'asr nesadamai, ma'arvin erubachatziris we allow you to do. We allow you who are in any shivus, ben ashmoshes, he allowed to do letzerech mitzvah. The Yid himself, if he needs something letzerech mitzvah, like yontif, you would need a shofar, you could climb up a tree to get your shofar down for what you need for Rosh Hashanah, Tosfos Yom Tov as well. Same with Tosfos Shabbos as well. So we see that Bein HaShemoshes there are a certain heterim of certain Shavusim. But nevertheless, the Machaber writes in the Din Shechunach, once you be Mekabel Shabbos, then you can't do any Shavusim. Eid himself is not allowed to do any Shavusim. So the question is, if Tosfos Shabbos, everybody has Tosfos Shabbos, so how can you have, how's the Mishnah, when is the case of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah is talking about, when the Mishnah does allow a Yisrael, a Yid, to do a Shavus for a Tzerech Mitzvah, if anyhow there's Kabbalah Shabbos beforehand, and once you've reached Bein HaShemoshes, the Yid has already been a Kabbalah on himself Shabbos, how can you have the heterim of the Mishnah of Shavus L'Tzerech Mitzvah? So the Rishonim bring a raya from here, that some Rishonim hold, that Tosfos Shabbos doesn't come automatically. That's one shita, which doesn't come automatic. It's only, that's the shita of the Ritva, only if the man is makabel on himself Shabbos. Then you have the extra restrictions of Tosfos Shabbos. But if a man is not makabel on himself Shabbos, then it's just Bein HaShemoshes, then it doesn't come automatically. So a man has, you don't have the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos, but you've done nothing wrong in the Isurim of Shabbos. Then you have your special heterim of certain Shvusim, the Tzerech Mitzvah. Rav Poskim hold, Tosfos Shabbos comes automatically. Not like the shita. It comes automatically, and a man doesn't have to be makabel on himself Tosfos Shabbos. It's automatically the certain time, the time, whatever we've seen soon, how much is the time of Tosfos Shabbos, certain time before Shkia, that's automatically chal on him the Suri Malacha. Whether the man is makabel on himself or not makabel himself, it's not, that doesn't create the Tosfos Shabbos. The Tosfos Shabbos is a time zone which automatically clocks in a certain amount of time before Shabbos. That is already also on the man with the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. And according to that, Taker, we have to have different terutzim. Could be there will be no different terutzim why the Mishnah in Bein HaShemoshes, the Mishnah in Bamei Madlikin gave us special kulas for Bein HaShemoshes, even though really automatically Tosfos Shabbos is already chal. Well, one of the rabbonim in America wrote, B'shem Rav Moshe Feinstein, he said, he never heard of this minig that people have to be makabel Shabbos. As Rav Moshe Feinstein was quoted as saying, it's automatically a thing which is chal automatically before Shabbos comes in. But nevertheless, the Achronim writes, that Pashas and Loshon of the Mishibur is mashma, a man should be makabel on himself to Yisrael Shabbos. And Rabbi Eliashiv brought down in the Sefer Oichos Shabbos, brings B'Shem Rabbi Eliashiv, that it is toiv lekabel es haShabbos bepeh. A man should be mekabel on his Shabbos specifically and say, Hareini mekabel olai Tosfos Shabbos. We'll soon come and say when a man has to do it. Yeah? It's not so simple. A man can't do it before he's davened mincha. We'll come to that soon. So, if a man wants to be Eitzo all shittas, he should be mekabel on himself. A man is mekabel on himself Tosfos Shabbos. The interesting thing is the raya to that shitta, that Tosfos Shabbos is not dependent on the person. It's an automatic time zone which restricts a man from doing malachas before Shabbos. The raya is because there's also, we mentioned there's Tosfos Shabbos both at the beginning of Shabbos and both at the end of Shabbos. The Gemara brings a raya me'erev ad erev, the beginning of Shabbos and the end of Shabbos. What's the Tosfos Shabbos at the end of Shabbos? So that is no machlokes about it. That's a clear zman, which the Mechaber brings it in Shulchan Aruch brings it, that the zman of Matzah Shabbos is normally you would have to wait for three koichovim ketanim, three small stars is the zman of Matzah Shabbos, and the din of Tosfos Shabbos is that these stars shouldn't be scattered out; they should be ritzufim, they should be close to one another. So that's a clear zman. There's a certain amount of time between the stars, whether the stars are scattered around or whether they're together. That's a fixed amount of time of Tosfos Shabbos, which is a few minutes. And that's the din of Tosfos Shabbos. So if Tosfos Shabbos is learnt out in the same posuk, Tosfos Shabbos before Shabbos and Tosfos Shabbos after Shabbos, make a taster to say that there's two separate dinim. One is a man, before Shabbos, a man has to be makabel on himself. And after Shabbos, it's an automatic thing. For Pashas, one would say, just like after Motzei Shabbos, it's an automatic zman, which the Kedusha of Shabbos extends after Shabbos. So who had been before Shabbos as well? It's a certain amount of time which which requires a man to refrain from halacha before Shabbos as well. And so that's the pashas. We assume that's the pashas that Tosfos Shabbos is chal automatically. But we all know that even though Tosfos Shabbos is chal automatically, but a man has got the option to be moisif Tosfos Shabbos more than the minimum. And a lot of us do it. Most of us do it when it comes in the summer, when night shkir is very late. So a lot of Klal Yisrael on Makabel Shabbos from Plag HaMincha onwards, much longer, much more than the minimum amount of shear of Tosfos Shabbos. Which means to say that even though Tosfos Shabbos is a fixed amount of time, but it's up to the person. You've got the possibility to extend on yourself Kedusha Shabbos from whenever you, the individual, wants, from Plag HaMincha and onwards. Now we come to the next point. So that's all talking about from Plag HaMincha onwards, which is normal an hour and a quarter before night. But then Shos Manios, that's when you can be Makabel Shabbos, not beforehand. How much is the amount of time of Tosfos Shabbos before Shabbos which a man has to stop doing malacha from before Shabbos? Machlokes Rishonim, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoina say the shear is kolshu. As long as it's in a time when it's vadai day, call it 2 minutes. 2 minutes, with according to those Rishonim, the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yoina, you'd mekayim the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos 2 minutes before Bein Hashmoshes. Of course, we're all going to keep the zman of the luach, but the ma'aseh, we have to know that this is a shita for Sha'as Hadchak. And others say that Be'alacha brings the Mishibura, brings other shittas, that you need more than 2 minutes. And the Mishibura says, lo sagi be'isof kolshu, it should be korov l'reva shor, should be near to the amount of quarter of an hour. Quarter of an hour, 13, 40 minutes roughly, the amount of quarter of an hour, that should be the zman of Tosfos Shabbos, which you stop doing malacha before shkia. So let's take an example. Let's take the next coming Shabbos, Mitzvah Parshas Yisroi. Shkia will be a Mitzvah Shem in London 4 minutes past 5. So the zman of Shabbos printed in the luach is 4:49. Which they want the women to light by 4:49, and they want people to the chayy to stop doing malachas by 4:49. So that is a shear of 15 minutes for the shear of Tosfos Shabbos. So that's like the bigger shear of Tosfos Shabbos. If it's a Sha'as Hadchak, if a man is stuck and he still has to do some malachas after that when it's a B'di'evet, one can rely on the smaller shear and go up till closer to Shabbos, as long as a man definitely leaves himself at least 2 minutes before Shabbos, not doing malachas to mekayim the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. So now let's think. So this man of the luach, so the women who light and the men taka normally mincha starts by then, so the people will be in shul by then. So automatically, the mekayim the shit of the automatic Tosfos Shabbos, which is chal from, so we're saying now this from this man, which is roughly 15 minutes before shkia. But also, if a man wants to be machmir on himself, like the other shitter, and say that Tosfos Shabbos is a man, you have to be mekabel on yourself. It's not automatic. The man has to be mekabel on himself. Then we have a bit of a problem. Because often, most people haven't done mincha yet. Yes, you've done mincha earlier. Normally, the zman of mincha in a lot of shuls is the same zman as printed on the calendar, which is the zman for Shabbos. So you're not going to be able to be mekayim, I'm a kabbal on myself, Tosfos Shabbos. Once you've been mekabbal yourself, Tosfos Shabbos, you can't daven mincha anymore. That's halacha in Reish Samach Gimel, that once a man has been mekabbal on himself, Tosfos Shabbos, you can't daven mincha anymore. It even talks about somebody who you come late to shul, till the tziva be mekabbal Shabbos, you're not even allowed to daven mincha in that shul. Because the whole tziva be mekabel Shabbos, you have to daven mincha outside. If you've arrived in shul, once they've already been mekabel Shabbos, you can't even daven mincha in that shul. You have to daven You have to daven outside. And after you've been mekabel Shabbos, you can't daven mincha anymore. So really, the automatic Kabbalah Shabbos, though, is only, that's a difference to point out. The automatic Kabbalah Shabbos only refrains a man from doing malach. But once a man is mekabel on himself the Kedusha Shabbos, that is a stronger form of Kabbalah Shabbos, and then after that zman, you can't daven mincha anymore. So lechoira, if somebody wants to be yitzer all the shittas, he would have to, after his quiet Shemoin Esra, if he waits till the whole mincha is finished with Chazor Sashatz, with Aleinu, by that time we'll be already into Shabbos already. Then a man can't be mekabel on himself till Shabbos; it's too late. So if a man does want to be mekayim this shitta, to be mekabel on himself till the Shabbos, so okay, in the summer it's no problem when you're davening early. So you're mekabel on yourself after you finish mincha. Well, soon you've got other ways of being mekabel Shabbos. But in the winter now, when you daven with this man, the only way of being mekabel, being kind the mitzvah of the shitta that a man has to be mekabel on himself to Shabbos would be after the man's, providingly a man is davening before Shkia, and then after his quiet Shemoin Esra is finished, he says on himself, Hareini mekabel olai kedusha Shabbos, Hareini mekabel olai tois for Shabbos. That is the nusach which her man is mekabel on himself Shabbos. So it doesn't matter if a man doesn't do it, because again, most shit is hold tois Shabbos is chal automatically. So there's a time zone which that a man refrains from doing malacha, and that is mekayim the mitzvah of tois Shabbos. If a man would like to be mekayim lechatchila the other shitter, that a man should be mekabel on himself tois Shabbos, it would only work after you daven mincha. And after you daven mincha, and then after you daven mincha, before the zman as comes, after your quiet Shemoin Esra, before the zman of Shabbos would be, then a man should say, Hareini mekabel olai kedusha Shabbos, or Hareini mekabel olai tois v'Shabbos, and with that he's mekayim lekulei alma, all the shittas, the zman of tois v'Shabbos. Again, the women, so now we'll discuss that. What are the forms of how a man can be mekabel Shabbos? So we've just said, if somebody says Hareini mekabel olai kedusha Shabbos, or Hareini mekabel olai tois Shabbos, there's other forms of being mekabel Shabbos, and that is that the halacha says that when a man says in the Kabbalah Shabbos mizmei shir leyom Shabbos, so that is automatically a form of Kabbalah Shabbos. So in davening, and even in lechadoidi beforehand, when you say boi chala, that is automatically a form of Kabbalah Shabbos. Mizmei shir leyom Shabbos as well. Boi kala is beforehand. So that's places in the summer. So in the summer, we don't really have to be worried about the mitzvah of tois v'Shabbos. We do automatically. We all say lachadoidi. We all say mizmei shir leyom Shabbos. We're saying it before the zman of Shabbos. So that's automatically, that's equivalent of saying I'm a Kabbalah myself Kedusha Shabbos. So in the summer it's no problem at all. We ourselves are always the ones we've done before Nacht, I'm a Kabbalah ourselves Tois Shabbos before the Zman of Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. It's only in the winter when it gets more difficult, when we're davening with the Zman, so then the only way of, we rely on most shit is that automatically Tois Shabbos is chal refraining from malachas lechatchila the 30 minutes at least, but you have it less than that. And if a man wants to be mekabel on himself, he would have to do it after his quiet Shemoin Esra, before the zman of Bein Hashmoshes, then at least before the 2 minutes. I don't know if Taka mentioned the other shit of Tais Shabbos. I think I mentioned it is Taka 2 minutes, 1.5 minutes. So when a man, after his quiet Shemoin Esra, if he's still got 1.5 minutes or 2 minutes before Bein Hashmoshes, that is still enough to be mekayim that shitter that a man is mekabel on himself Kedushas Shabbos.
Why isn't culture 1 second?
It's got to be absurd. Yeah, the post can bring this. Do bring this
2 minutes.
2 minutes. It could be because we're never sure exactly. We don't want to run into Xeris, a Geder. We don't want to run into Sveikus. But it is brought down. I think Ramosha also brings it, bring down this shear 2 minutes and 2 minutes, 1.5 minutes, brought down from Achronim that shear.
Well, why can you automatically Mekabel Shabbos with the roof open?
Because once you Mekabel Shabbos, you've already made it the next day, and then Mincha is, you've lost, you can't have a Mincha anymore.
If you automatically
Mekabel Shabbos,
you can.
If you're you can't. Yeah, because the automatic Kabbalah Shabbos, yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, because the automatic Kabbalah Shabbos only affects the Malachas. Because the man hasn't been... We do find, when a man is Mekabal on himself, Shabbos, more restrictions than things coming automatic. It's even more than Bein HaShmoshes.
Why don't you Mekabal himself Shabbos only for the Kudsh Shabbos?
You can't do that, yeah. That doesn't go. Once a man is because if it's automatic, the pshat is it's the gabba the malachas. The malachas part extends. Once a man is mekabel on himself Shabbos, you can't really split. Once it's kedusha Shabbos, it's all the same. It's the next day.
Mekabel Shabbos on earlier is not because it's the next day, because you want to extend Shabbos.
Yeah, but once you extend it,
so
the
it's
next
not
Shabbos.
Next day.
Yeah, but the once you have a Kabbalah Kiddush Shabbos, that's called the Shabbos already. And never state
Mefurish.
And never state Mefurish. The women. When are the women Mekabel on themselves Tosfos Shabbos with Adlokas Neiris? So it says that if a woman hasn't davened Mincha yet, if the wife is running late and she hasn't davened Mincha yet, so she then normally the women have a minig, they Mekabel Shabbos with Adlokas Neiris. The Eitzah would be if she hasn't davened Mincha yet, she would have to make a Tanai that she's not Mekabel Shabbos with her lighting, in order to enable her to daven mincha, because normally women are mekabel Shabbos with their hadlokas neiris. So the only way that a woman can daven mincha, if she hasn't daven mincha before hadlokas neiris, she would have to make a tnai that she's not mekabel Shabbos with her lighting. So Mishas atchak, taka we rely on it. Mishas atchak not so when it says about this. Mishas was not so keen on this tnai because generally the minig is the mekabel Shabbos, so. So Mishabu Saka says she should daven mincha, and the Mishabu says if there's no time, she should daven in two ma'arifs. Rather than get late, she should be Mekabel Shabbos in the Zman.
You should not automatically Mekabel Shabbos with the left mention.
It's a shail about it. That's why the notion of the Ramoy is, Reish Samach Gimel, the woman who lights is Mekabel Shabbos Badloke, im lo yishetisne tchila. Unless she makes a tnai, the Pasha says you're right, he's a good Shabbos. So, but if you make a tnai, it helps. And the Mishabu says, "Ein lahasnes kim letzoyrach." And that Makuda, you're right. Some say even the Tanai doesn't help. It's questionable whether the Tanai helps.
You should cover shabbos automatically. You should be able to make that. You need to.
No, but the lighting is equivalent of saying I'm a kabbalah of Shabbos. Lahadik nershel Shabbos. It's equivalent of saying by a woman, not by a man. By a woman, it's equivalent of saying harini mekabel olai. Have a kabbalah olai. So therefore, she has to make a tanai. But Mishra doesn't even like the tanai. So it seems from the Shabbos, rather she should daven two marivs. She always davens mincha. Rather she should daven. She should like his mum daven two marivs rather than making a tanai. So taka b'di'evet, this tanai which she makes.
Well, the same problem will be on many of you by emergencies the lighting become.
The men, even when they light, are generally not mekabel Shabbos. So they have no problem. They don't have to make that. They have no problem lechatchila. It's not by the men. Yeah, you're actually right, Taka. That nusach which you tackle for is Taka. Not it's not banished the nusach. It just seems to be the minig. The minig is that women are mekabel Shabbos with the hadlaka, where the men are not mekabel. So the men lechatchila, when they light, they can still lechatchila daven mincha after the hadlaka as well. There's only one point Taka, one could hear, which is not banished negea, but the halting it is negea yom kippur. When the women who light, who anybody likes Yom Kippur, and you make Shecheyonu v'kiyonon, it was one hazeh, that lekule alma is a Kabbalah on Yom Kippur, and then they can't drive to shul, you can't carry anything to shul after you've said Shecheyonu, which normally women say Shecheyonu.
Every yontif as well, then. Every yontif, they won't be able to have mincha afterwards.
Yeah, every yontif they won't be able to have mincha, yeah. Every yontif, because it's Shecheyonu. Yeah, Yom Kippur more, because the women like to go to shul on Yom Kippur, that's often carrying, driving, and that sort of. But Nochanami, whenever the women make Shecheyonu, then Taka, that is, this is not Shah to make it tonight. Shecheyonu v'kimonu v'kiyonu, lazman hazeh, you've already said that Shabbos, no difference of man or woman. Pardon? No. You've said Lizman Hazeh. No, that's Shabbos Yontov. No, they all say tonight does not help once you've said Shecheyonu. That is no tonight. So if she wants to go to shul, if you want to go to shul by car or carry something, then you have to leave out Shecheyonu by that locker and only say Shecheyonu by Marev together when the Shlef Tzibah says it. Now, there's another interesting halacha. Just three more small halachas here. There's an interesting halacha. If a man has been mekabel Shabbos, we'll take the case in the easy case in the summer. Somebody's been mekabel Shabbos early, and suddenly he sees, boy, I've forgotten to turn the light off in the bedroom. I won't be able to sleep by night. And he's got a next door neighbor who davens late by nacht. Generally, a chassid very machbit to daven bizman. So lachatchina states in Mechaba that after Reish Samach Gimel, lachatchina, somebody who's been mekabel Shabbos, yeshem shemisha kibbal olav Shabbos, kodim shechashecha, muta loima liyisrael chaveiroi lasus loima locha. You can ask him, beforish, please do this, please turn this light off for me. You don't have to hint to him, you can tell Ayid clearly that I want you to do the melacha for me. Because he, theoretically, you also didn't have to do this Kabbalah. You were Makabal on yourself. So therefore, lechatchila, you're allowed to tell a Yisrael who hasn't been Makabal Shabbos to do a melacha for you. Same thing could be even in the winter. If by mistake you be Makabal Shabbos already, and your neighbor is doing it only doing it a bit later, so you can ask him to do a melacha for you as well quickly. Pardon?
A wife to a husband as well.
Same thing as well.
Is there a time limit to this?
Till? Yeah, well, the minimum has to be 2 minutes before Shkia. That's the maximum end to that. Ideally, one should keep the whole Tosef Shabbos for Malacha, but that is the Shasat Chag, that is the minimum.
Does the husband couple with his wife?
Not necessarily. The husband and the wife are not necessarily two individuals, because Haraya, that the woman is Bekabbas Shabbos with lighting, the man still goes to Shul to Davar Mincha, so they're two separate, they're not necessarily Meshuv together. The woman is Mekabbas with Shabbos with her lighting, the man later. So next halach. So the first halach is a yid who's been mekabel Shabbos can tell another yid to do melacha for him if this before the ben hashmoshes. A tzibur, a whole shul, have been mekabel Shabbos. They can tell a goy to do a melacha for him, but for shteitzach, the whole tzibur being mekabel Shabbos, they can tell a goy to do a melacha even if it's not a mitzvah. And the third halach, that's the last halach, is, what happens if it's already Ben Ashmoshes? It's already after Shkia, and suddenly the lights go out in Shul. That's an example which can happen, and there's no electricity at all. Then you're allowed to tell a special halacha, you're allowed to tell a Shvus. You're allowed to tell a Amir Lakim is a Shvus, you're allowed to tell a goy to put the lights on, the Tzorech Mitzvah, only when it's a Tzorech Mitzvah. That's what states are having lights in the shul is a Tzorech Mitzvah. So Bein HaShmoshes, that's the third level higher. Bein HaShmoshes, already Bein HaShmoshes. So for states, you can tell a goy, you can tell him clearly, you can tell him with a Tzorech Mitzvah, only with a Tzorech Mitzvah, you can tell a goy to do a melacha for you.